Arts and Entertainment Podcast.
Five.
Episode five?
I think
Mixed Taste?
I don't 2022? Even know.
One of those.
It's too many. Well, not.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Everything Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Jalen Bullock. This is my co-host, Isaac Reynoso. And today we're joined by a very special person who has big things planned next week. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, guys. My name's America Vasquez Lara. I am going to be the drum major for the year 2022-2023 for the Ranger Marching Band. I currently play clarinet. And I'm also learning baritone, but I'm also really excited to be here and talk about this.
Thank you for joining us. So our first question is, how long have you been involved in band?
I've been involved in band since fifth grade, so about 6 or 7 years. Yeah, pretty long time.
So how does it feel to hold such a major role in this upcoming year for band?
Honestly, there's not too much pressure on me, but at the same time there is. But I'm very excited to be able to lead my band to bigger things. We have a nice, really nice show coming up. It's very exciting. I'm still in shock that I get to do all of this. I get to lead my band, hopefully to victory, most likely actually. And I just want to see where I lead this band, how it all goes. I'm very excited.
Going into our next question and building off of, still feeling it, how were you chosen? What did it take to be chosen to be the drum major?
As far as I know, to be drum major, there's a certain amount of things that you have to do. You have to be able to count a specific amount of 4-4, 3-4, and all that. And you have to be able to just be able to count, be able to have a nice loud voice, to which is very much needed to lead the band in general. For me, I don't think it really took much because no one in our class has really been drum major before. I've never been drum major before, and I have no experience whatsoever, but it was kind of easy. All I did was submit a one-page essay, and from there, I guess Mr. Ray just really saw that I had potential to lead the band, and not being drum major. During practices, I've been able to lead the band, help them get together, get it all together and stuff. When the drum major or when Mr. Ray wasn't there, I was able to get it all in place.
Before you go on to the next question, going on that, America was actually our student pick, for drum major. We were thinking, who should be drum major next year? And America was the name that kept. We were doesn't have a choice. We're gonna make sure that she does it. So. Personally, I'm very happy that you got chosen.
Thank you.
Yeah, so what made you want to be drum major?
I think just the feeling of wanting to be able to have some form of leadership in my life. And I think this is a very big role for me, being able to lead the band. And there's not a lot on my shoulders. But I think, personally, if I'm honest, I feel I've always been a good, somewhat, leader. I've always, had the big voice to be able to lead people. A sense of, how do you say it, moving things into place. I don't know.
I get what you mean. I can't think of the word.
I can't think of the word either. But, yeah, I think just, being able to have some form of leadership in my life, and this is a big opportunity for me.
So you had mentioned a little bit about it earlier of big things next year, but go a little into detail of what are your aspirations and goals for our season next year?
Next year, I think since we came off of COVID, things were they weren't the best for us this year with our show of New World Symphony. But I think next year I really want to have to shape some strong players, some good marching techniques. I want to be able to bring all that together onto the field so that we could really score higher. This year I believe we hit our
Our highest
score we hit ever since Redwood has been marching in WBA. But I really think that next year we could really hit it even higher, up maybe up upper 80s, lower 90s.
We do some damage next year.
Yeah, hopefully we do. But yeah.
So have you been able to talk to the drum major this year or anyone else in like a leadership role and get any advice for next year?
Yeah, actually, I talked to Reagan, the drum major this year. And she's really been helping me a lot with like just like insight on how things are, like really just like the pros and cons of being like a drum major. But really, like, I've been getting a lot of advice just like how to really lead the band and really like help everyone out and like get on like Mr. Ray's good side and really like so that I'm able to like just like have a good student teacher relationship with Mr. Ray next year.
So, building on like our expectations for next year, and coming off of COVID, as you had mentioned earlier, what are some things we could take from this year and the success that we had, even though we didn't do as, you know, good as we want to, but that we could take into next year?
I think we could all learn just like this year, if I'm honest, we had some strong players. And I think next year going into that, I really hope a lot of students can really like get like motivated to become as strong as like the upperclassmen this year. I want to like just bring, this year we had a lot of energy, really. We were all pretty motivated, and I really hope we could bring that motivation into next year and hopefully motivate the incoming freshmen to just like stay in band and see like how fun band really is, and not like how other people say it, how it is, but really if band in general is just so fun. And it's like, it's a good time with all these people. Yeah.
Facts.
So without going too much into detail, how do you feel about the concept for next year's show?
I'm very excited. I was actually one of like the first people to know. It was me and my two clarinet buddies, Devin and Kaylee. We were there, and Mr. Ray had told us, we had to beg Mr. Ray to tell us what the show would be, and he ended up telling us, and we couldn't tell anyone for like almost till next week. And when we finally found out about it, it was just exciting. And the concept, I'm excited. Like, spoiler alert, it's like a aquarium theme, based off the Morro Bay Aquarium, I believe it is.
Yeah.
And the music, we listened to a bit of it. It's amazing, and I'm very excited. I think we could definitely hit it off with that show. And seeing that the freshmen that we got into auditions, I think we could really hit it off with we had some strong players, and I think we could really like hit it off with this show. I think we have a chance at beating a few bigger schools.
Wow.
Yeah, Redwood, we are out for blood next year. Go to all the football games, go to all our events. You can see us. Like, we're gonna be good. We're gonna do some stuff next year.
Yeah.
So before we end, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think I just want my band people to know that I'm excited to lead you all into hopefully victory. And just quick shout out to Mr. Ray. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be able to lead the band. And thank you to all my friends in band to motivate me to also push myself to this role. And yeah, and shout out to Reagan for helping me out with a bunch of stuff. And yeah, all my friends for helping me out. But yeah, thank you.
Okay. So before we end today's podcast, here are some upcoming events in the arts. Tonight, the band, we have our spring concert. You guys should all come. It's free.
Free admission.
Free. Free. You'll get to hear me in a small group. We sound pretty good.
Once again, free. Keyword,
big
free.
Emphasis on the free. What time is that? 7 o'clock? It's 7 at o'clock. 7 o'clock.
Doors open at 6:30.
At 6:30. Yeah. It's at OJ. Shameless plug right there. On May 9th, I think, but from others I've heard it's May 19th, we have the orchestra concert. I believe that is also at LJ, and I guess it'll also be the traditional 7 o'clock time, like most of our concerts are. On May 13th, we have the Slick Rock Festival at 6 p.m. Redwood has nine or up for nine awards, and they are from each grade, freshman, sophomore, juniors, and seniors. So that's definitely something to try to go to if you can. On May 13th, we also have our all-district honor band, which is the fourth Visalia High Schools combined for a big, like, honor band. I will be in that.
I will, too.
Yeah. We're kind of nice at our instruments.
Yeah.
On May 20th, we have the spring choir concert, correct? Okay.
Something like that.
Would you like to talk about it a little bit?
It'll be fun. Hopefully it's good. That's all I have to say, really.
Okay. On May 21st, we have a car show, which will feature the Redwood Jazz Band. Everyone was at the rally. If you're at the rally, you hear the jazz band quite a little bit, so you get to hear more of them at the car show. Also on May 21st, starting at 3 p.m., we have the red carpet event for the Visalia High School Performing Arts Showcase. I'm going to try to do something with that, so be on the lookout for that. And the actual show starts at 4 p.m. And I think tickets are like $5, nothing too crazy. From May 24th to 26th, listen carefully, we have open color guard auditions. Color guard are needed.
Yes.
We really color guard are needed.
We need them.
If you know anybody that wants PE credit to throw some flags.
PE credit. You hear that, guys?
Go on trips. We have a Southern California trip planned.
Mm-hmm.
Join color guard. It's really that simple. May 24th to 26th. Color guard auditions. Okay. So on May 25th to 28th, we have the Drama One Acts featuring the drama department. You saw a little bit, like two or three acts that they had done for the assembly. Very good, very funny. Mm-hmm. So I know I will try to be there, so make sure you guys all try to get out there as well. On May 30th, we have the Memorial Day concert at the Visalia Cemetery, which will feature the Redwood Advanced Band and Wind Ensemble as well as Chamber Choir. And then the next day is graduation, which of course end this year for the seniors, and then we have finals. Yep. But once again, thank you for joining us today on this lovely Friday. Moon Knight finished, by the way. Shout out Mr. White. I heard he put his password as Moon Knight for his chemistry test, so shout out. But yeah, watch Moon Knight. It's finished now, so you guys could watch it entirely. For real, watch Moon Knight. But yeah, once again, thank you for joining us on the Everything Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Jalen Bullock. This is my co-host, Isaac Reynoso. This is America, who will be next year's drum major. To watch more of our content, you could head over to Redwood Gigantia. You could also go to our podcast YouTube channel for more things, arts, sports, clubs, everything Redwood. Once again, Everything Entertainment. Thank you for joining us.